good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Buy Zimbabwe campaign.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
A poor man would cut their last tree in order to have their last meal. You still die. The message at Buy Zimbabwe is always been, let's try to conscientize ourselves on what we seek to do.
So, what in a silapao is Zimbabwe? The fancy scooters and who not who to corner, scale and to pay which corner, you must tighten your belt. Kinasinga lunisanga injury yetu, especially ulababa lunisa, izinto zithengwane. Kufanele konke kube kusebenza kanye kanye. Sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi sayendlani nokwalapha, thenga nini, kodwa sikhuthaze laba kakhulu.
Ukuthi zizinji zinobva kunze kwenyika, zimwe hazina ayatuti ma-standards, anoitwa kuti akuchengetedze. Homu ni huku, ati huku inochengetedzwa. Chemical air and the chicken to Russia Cup. Saka Woi Gandas at Mangwana, the Muka Ugekens.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Buy Zimbabwe campaign.
The Buy Zimbabwe campaign is a local campaign launched in late 2011. With the aim of boosting job creation and encouraging citizens to purchase products and goods with the Buy Zimbabwe insignia.
And of course, though the majority of countries in developing nations support the purchasing of locally produced goods, some economists and policy makers oppose anything that hints at protectionism. Why is the Buy Zimbabwe idea objectionable? Or alternatively, under what circumstances should it be promoted?
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as we come forward.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitaura nezve chirongwa cheBuy Zimbabwe chakavambwa icho muna 2011 kuti chikurudzire vana veZimbabwe kuti vange vachitenga zvinhu zvinogadzirwa muZimbabwe kwete zvinobva kunana China, South Africa, Brazil nedzimwe nyika. Chinangwa chiri chekuti mukatenga zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika menyu zvinenge zvichireva kuti munenge makukwanisa kuti vanhu varambe vachiona mabasa uye maindustry emunyika menyu asavharwe.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing, iBuy Zimbabwe campaign zvulukandaba yasungulwa ngomnyaka 2011. Ite isungulwa konapo ke kwakukhangelelwa ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bathenge okwenziwa kulelo lizwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi kunenge okwenziwa eZimbabwe kodwa abanengi bathi kungani intengo yakhona iphezulu. Nxa intengo iphezulu sebefuna ukuthi ngake bathenga okuvela kwamanye amazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke Blessing kukhona okuthengwa kuvela eSouth Africa. Okuningi kakhulu okunye kuvela eBotswana kodwa khonoku nxa kubuya lokunye kuvela eChina njalo nje kuyabe kungazani ke intengo yangkhona iphansi so ke abantu bafuna ukuthi bathenge khonoku kule ntengo ephansi nxa kukhangelwe lalokho kuseZimbabwe so mbonani lapho kuhlupha khona khonapho.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Buy Zimbabwe campaign. This is a program by some Zimbabweans who are encouraging Zimbabweans to buy products that are manufactured in Zimbabwe to ensure that industries in Zimbabwe do survive because the Zimbabwean market has been flooded by goods from China and other developed nations. Gibbs.
Now, what we know is, according to the International Monetary Fund, the country's trade deficit for the first 9 months of the year was reported to be $2.84 billion, arising from imports of $4.65 billion against $1.81 billion in exports.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that at the end of the day, there are more imports than exports.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
Indeed.
So then a government sustained a budget deficit of roughly about $19.5 million due to a 6.3% tax revenue shrinkage as of August 31, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the IMF, this is a very serious problem for Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're joined by one of our guests.
Mm-hmm. Who do we have at the moment?
I think we have Mr. Bulisani Ncube, who is a businessman based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Ncube, what is your take on this Buy Zimbabwe campaign?
First and foremost, that's a brilliant idea,
mm-hmm.
which I think is supposed to be preceded by other things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure the products are available,
mm-hmm.
and the products of good quality for you to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is that people should be able to buy products whose genesis and origin they can easily verify,
mm-hmm.
Whose quality could be easily tested within the systems of any country. So that is critically important, the Buy Zimbabwe campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The unique challenge is that you also need to take into account the ability of your industry to do so. You need to make sure your industries are properly tooled to be able to produce high-quality products,
mm-hmm.
which, again, have to be able to compete beyond the borders of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Of course, the problem with such campaigns is that those who believe in free trade say this protectionism is actually not good for international trade.
What you are basically saying is that you are appealing for your own people,
mm-hmm.
to be patriotic. It is the standard practice everywhere that your own products get first preference. It does not make sense for a particular country to produce a particular product whose citizens will not buy. You are not saying don't buy others, but you are appealing them to value the made in Zimbabwe product. That's what you are appealing them to do. You are not saying stop doing that. And one of the areas which we probably need to do is, as a country, we should also look at which areas can we concentrate in terms of production, where we have got competitive advantage, where we are able to produce those goods and be able to sell at even cheaper price than our competitors. But I think that's the critical point. It's unfortunately, we in Zimbabwe, as a people, tend to favor product manufactured elsewhere. Even if the products manufactured locally are good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard women saying our olive oil, cooking oil, our royal cooking oil, our butter cup is better than our products next door, which means this is what we are. We have to teach, have our people believe in our products. And that's exactly what we're doing. And anything else, it's somebody who would have failed to market his product to say we're protected or not. We have been able to actually show our people that this is a good product, and we are then able to stand with that in the, by producing a good product. I don't think there is any protectionism there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Do stay on the line. I think we are being joined by the Buy Zimbabwe campaign director, Mr. Munyaradzi Wengwere. Mr. Wengwere, good evening.
Good evening, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And Mr. Wengwere, please just tell us briefly, what inspired you to launch this Buy Zimbabwe campaign?
I think in short, the need to get young people to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Basic inspiration, actually.
And, of course, we have seen that goods from outside the country, like from countries like China, South Africa, Brazil, they are flooding Zimbabwe's market. And as a result, many industries have collapsed. Don't you think that a campaign such as the one that you have launched also needs direct government input? How are you working with the government?
Well, we have a trust, and as part of the board of trustees, we have one of the representatives from the Ministry of Industry and Commerce. But for us, the most important requirement for government is to support the initiative by ensuring that the bulk of their purchasing are from local companies. That's the most important support that would require for the success of the initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mr. Wengwere, what type of goods are we talking about here? Which ones are being targeted for your kind of campaign?
You know what? Mm-hmm. We do recognize that we exist within the global market, and therefore it would be silly of us to believe that Zimbabwe can exist in isolation. And for us, our vision has always been to ensure that the bulk of Zimbabwean products are those that are local produced, which means we accept that there will be some form of import in those areas where either we cannot produce locally or we will never be competitive enough. But in those areas where we believe we have a competitive advantage, our belief as Buy Zimbabwe is that those goods and services must be procured locally. Mm-hmm. You're talking about agricultural produce, for instance. You are talking about other areas, say, services or labor, where we as Zimbabwe have a strength. We believe in such areas, those services must be procured locally.
Mm-hmm. But you talked about engaging the government and ensuring that at least they purchase locally. We have seen, government ministers, even the parliament itself, importing cars from Japan, the United States, and other countries. Yet there are some companies that are assembling cars in Zimbabwe, and that business is virtually collapsing. What is your take on that, Mr. Wengwere?
Well, when Parliament made a decision to buy parliamentarians' South African assembled vehicles, we, as Buy Zimbabwe, we made it known that we're unhappy about it. Mm-hmm. And we were also then happy subsequently when the Minister of Finance then issued a directive for all public bodies to ensure that their procurement of vehicles is from locally assembled vehicles. So the initial part of it was not good at all, and we made noises by Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But we should recognize as well that subsequently then government then issued a directive to parastatals and local authorities to ensure that they procure locally their vehicles.
Thank you, Mr. Wengwere.
Now, Mr. Wengwere, let's talk about the local market, really. When we talk about the local market, I mean, the kind of Mbare Msika, kind of scenario, Erenkini, and whatever you call it. Now, we have seen that there are some foreigners, actually, who are actually cooking even satsa, So, at the end of the day, how are you protecting that kind of, market for local people? Because we may talk and say, okay, buy Zimbabwe goods, and yet we have a Chinese guy, who's actually selling good satsa. So how do you say, okay, buy this Zimbabwean? How do you do that?
You know, I think it's important to recognize two things. Buy Zimbabwe is not anti-foreign. Buy Zimbabwe exists for the preference of locally produced goods and services. Right. So essentially, as Buy Zimbabwe, we don't have a problem if a Chinese guy in Zimbabwe produces a product in Zimbabwe and sells it in Zimbabwe, as long as the money comes into Zimbabwe. But with respect to what you're saying about the Chinese guy at Renkini or Mbare Msika selling sadza, I would say that is more the exception than the rule. What you'd find if you look at the statistics in Zimbabwe, you find that within the vegetable market, for instance, there was a particular point where South African produce, for instance, flooded the local market, Mbare Msika, until there was some policy intervention which then helped farmers from Mutoko, and areas that produce some form of vegetables. The problem initially, firstly, was the government procurement pattern was primarily foreign. And then secondly, you find that even in those instances where private sector would say we are using local companies, if you investigated further, you'd find that those local companies, in fact, were just agents of foreign-owned companies. For instance, I'll give you an example. And I'm glad that the mining sector is at least dealing with it. The mining sector in Zimbabwe brings in about $2 billion of income into the country. Of that amount, about 80% of it is directed to supplies. If you look at it, according to statistics, they would say 50% of the supplies that go into the local mining sector, that is given to local suppliers. But if you say of that component, what actually is the component that is from the local industry, you find it's at less than 20%. So my dealers, you know, the wheelers and dealers seems to be dominating that aspect. So yes, sometimes there's a tendency to look at the Mbaram Sika and the like, but you realize that by and large, the biggest chunk of the trade deficit that occurs in this market comes from the formalized sector in the country.
Thank you very much, and don't go away. We'll be back with you shortly. Silomnumzana ke usibakhulule eSouth Africa lapha blessing. Asizwe ukuthi umnumzana usibakhulule usiphatheleni. Utshone njani baba sibakhulule?
Sishonile baba.
Kunjani eGoli baba?
Hayi eGoli kuright, sishona imvula nje.
Oh ye, iyanetha sibe lokuzwayo.
Hayi iyanetha.
Ye, nathi uhlelo lokuthiwa yiBuy Zimbabwe campaign lokuthi abantu bangathenga nje kunoko kulungiswa kwele Zimbabwe. Kambe ungathini ngakho?
Ya, inkinga iZimbabwe. Uyathola ukuthi izinto zakhona iquality yezinto zakhona abayenzi kahle njalo into eyenza ukuthi sithenge izinto zaphandle eZimbabwe bangakukhangela ukuthi wena uvela phandle kumbe ngaphi sebeyenza lokhuyana okokuthi bakukhangela iprize ayisafani sebekhangela ukuthi wena uphethe malini. That's why thina sithenge izinto zaphandle. I-government is supposed to ukuthi ilungise i-price control iyiprize efanayo not ukuthi bengikhangele ukuthi mina ngoba ngivela phandle besebenzisa imbazo zobonesi. So sike sizithenge izinto, they must sit to their things first and then they stop to buy things outside the country.
Nxa sisikhangeleke mnumzana sibakhulule kodwa babe bekukhangele njani bekwazi ukuthi usibakhulule uvele eGoli, ngakho ke asifakeni intengo yethu ibenje. Uhamba njani khona?
Uyabonakala uma uvela phandle iprize ayisafani. So sesibona kungcono ukuthi hayi kahle sizithengele ngaphi phandle vele kule prize ehlale isikhiwe kuprize. If the government can control iprize emashop ngibona kuyalunga.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba sibakhulule. Kanti wasuye ngaphi dala wasigcina phela?
Hayi ngikhona nyabe ngilandele.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu ke sibakhulule. Uphendukela kusasa. Yeah, ungadinela kusasa baba. So what Mr. Sibakhulule is saying is that one, Zimbabwean goods are of low quality. That's why people are not buying it. Not buying them, right? And he says the price is adjusted according to your face. If Blessing Zulu comes from Washington, goes to Mbare, and then or maybe a shop somewhere, they say, okay, this guy has got money. Then they instantly increase the prices. Then he says government should actually intervene and introduce the price kind of controls. You still remember the price controls?
And they failed spectacularly.
That's what Mr. Sibakhulule wants now.
Okay. Tinemwe mtereri. Mkoma Klopas, magadi.
Magadi.
Iwa tiripo. Murugu wana say chirongwa che Buy Zimbabwe.
Chirongwa che Buy Zimbabwe. Changwana kira nika yese. Yere yisu danu kutu zunshaye zikengu. But itwa kuti kama products iwawo atengenewa rizwawo varizwawo vanotenge from other countries. For example, mwekuti anenge mafuta ekusouth Africa ari kuhodwa, there are 3 times as much kana wakuatengesa muno, but emuno wana olivin anenge achidhura kudarika ipapo saka azvibatsiri kuti bai Zimbabwe kuti wanhu vasingakwanisi kwatenda.
Aiwa, saka panga gadziriswe sei mukoma Klopas apa?
Ini ndinofunga kuti kufanira kudzokera kuma products pricing yacho nekuti kana wagadzirawo zvinhu zvinofanira kukwanisa kutengeswa munyika imomo. Takatanga kupriza muna 2009 takachaja US dollar as though it was a translation from Zim dollar. Saka izvozvo ndo zvakabva zvatiuraya ende kunoda takwanisa kudzokera sori.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Klopas.
Thank you.
Of course, I think we are being joined by economic analyst Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, and Mr. Ngwenya is an avowed, he's not apologetic that he's for liberal solutions.
Yes.
And Mr. Ngwenya, what is your take on the Buy Zimbabwe campaign?
Look, you know, these proclamations and payoff lines don't necessarily work. They motivate and instigate nationalist sentiments, but they don't put products on the table. Now, like what the previous gentleman was saying, that, you know, our cost structure is totally distorted by the, you know, the depletion of our infrastructure. In other words, we don't have enough electricity, we don't have enough water, you know, so we cannot produce goods competitively. And in a global market or a regional market like we have, if you don't have competitive advantage, your production costs will be disproportionately high. So it is unlikely that you are going to try to encourage Zimbabweans to buy Zimbabwean products if they can import them cheaper. That is the basics, gentlemen. For the time being, I would say this is where I can start from.
Yes, we Baba Ncube ye uzwele lapha kulomlalelo okufonileyo lapha umnumzana usibakhulule ekhuluma ngokuthi ke nxa ukhangele impahla yeZimbabwe ingani ayilahlonzi iphansi sibile okumangalisayo njalo kumete ugovernment nxa esenelisa uhulumende afake lokho kuthiwa ngama-price controls kambe ngamphendula uthini khonapho.
Ngangivumelane naye ikakhulu ehlonzini, lapho engivumelana naye khona usentengweni. Intengo zakithi ziphezulu nxa uziqathanisa nezamanye amazwe. Konke khonoku njengokuba bungwenya ekufaka kucaca ukuthi izinto zethu ziyadula. Ugetsi wethu uyadula nxa umkhompeya logetsi wase-South Africa. Intengo ka-City Council iyadula kule yase-South Africa. Ngasilayo imali yokuthi sithenge imitshina ezakwenza ukuthi siproduce kuhle siproduce ngentongo ephansi. Okokugathula iqiniso yokuthi izinto zethu okwenza abantu bagcine bethenga izinto zaphandle ukuthi ziyadula. Kodwa nxa sesibuya sesikhangela uhlonzi lwazo, hhayi zilo hlonzi. Nikile izibonelo zamafutha anjenge-olivile. Omama bayakhuluma ukuthi angcono kakhulu kulabo safa labo delight bakwa-South Africa. Amafutha anjenge-royal angcono kakhulu. Baze batsho lokuthi i-butter cup itesta ngcono kakhulu kule rama ivele South Africa. Kodwa-ke okwenza abantu bagcine bethenge la mafutha e-South Africa ukuthi achiphe kakhulu. And ungazi ubu usufake ngitsho ukuthi ifutha leli liyenziwe efectory e-South Africa, ufake i-transport cost, ufake le duty, liyafika lapha eZimbabwe libe cheap. So ngakho-ke iBuy Zimbabwe iyinto enhle, kodwa-ke kumele kuqalwe kukhangelisiswe izinto zonezi esikhuluma ngazo. Kuhle ngivumelana lobaba uWengere nxa esithi kumele kuqalwe uhulumende. Indlela nje lula kakhulu, ungathi wena uhulumende izimoto zakhe zonke lezi zikhona zizathenga amathaya e-Dunlop, utshoni nge-Dunlop, uthi i-Dunlop izaba le-4-5 sheets and nxa sile 4-5 sheets utshoni utsho ukuthi baningi abantu abazaziqhatsha e-Dunlop and utsho ukuthi baningi abantu abazaba nemali ezikhwameni zabo. Yi-advantage ekhona. Kodwa-ke asikhangelisise into engokuqala phambi kwana sithi Buy Zimbabwe. Uzananzela ukuthi ithukela elivele eSwaziland lifika eZimbabwe libe cheaper than ithukela elenziwe khona apha eHarare.
yiyumehluko kuphela. So kodwa the idea yokuthi buy Zimbabwe remains noble. Probably baba wana uyipushe kumele siqale silandelele khonokho kwizinto esikutsho okwenza intengo zempahla zeZimbabwe ziduze.
Mm. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungayikhathana. What Mr. Ncube is saying is that you know, in terms of goods, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe produces some quality goods. Mm-hmm. You know, you still remember a caller said mm-hmm. the goods are not too good, you know. Mm-hmm. So then he says the problem is that, you know, prices are very high. And essentially he says it's because of the power charges, you know, I've got water, council rates, mm-hmm. all those kind of things. They are very expensive. But he acknowledges that, well, mm-hmm. this Buy Zimbabwe campaign is quite good, but mm-hmm. let Zimbabwe, you know, kind of tackle mm-hmm. the economic fundamentals first before this campaign is rolled out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to WhatsApp and hear what people are saying. John says they must be sold, that is the local goods, at controlled prices, and government must find ways of ensuring that production of goods is maintained and sustained. Joseph says we cannot be forced to buy from local firms. People will always go for cheaper goods. That's practically obvious. Then Jerry says the government must subsidize local firms so that they can sell their goods at low prices. Brighton says, why are people shunning locally made products? The reason is simple. They are expensive and sometimes of lesser quality than imported ones. If Zimbabwe manages to make products which can compete internationally, then there won't be any Buy Zimbabwe campaign because nyama inonaka inotaura yega. As long as the industries are dead or churning out substandard products, then no amount of campaign or advertising will change the status quo. That is coming from Beachy Famba in Sanyati. Marshall says, in the first place, do we have an industry to talk about? People have no money to buy locally produced goods, but expensive goods. Thus, we have an affordability crisis. Therefore, the government must incentivize production in industry so that we curb capital flight. And then we have Telma, who says, it's true, but things are changing now. Most Zimbabweans prefer their locally produced goods because they are original, less chemicals, not those genetically modified foods. Mm. Louis says, our economy will improve once we support our local products. So importing goods destroys the nature of our local producers. And then Arnold says, the Buy Zimbabwe campaign is a noble thing, but what it should take into mind or into consideration is that industries in the country are dead and not producing anything. Clyde says, the use of the dollar makes Zimbabwe goods more expensive. If one compares with those from South Africa, the rand is weaker than the US dollar. Edwin says, locally produced goods are very expensive than imports from other countries. This has led to the unfavorable balance of trade. Leonard says, that's true. Local products are more expensive, but they are genuine products.
Vawengwere, murukunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu munoti kudii? Yeah. I think ichokwadi kutiko pane their economic fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
the structural issues, where they're looking at in terms of my utilities, which is water,
mm-hmm.
which is electricity, or the use of the dollar itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are economic issues that we need to sort out in order to become competitive. That's a given, and we don't dispute that fact. However, we always say, therefore what?
Mm-hmm.
If given a choice to live or die, what do you choose?
Mm-hmm.
And do you shoot the messenger simply because they say, if you continue in your way, you will die. And just the last two and a half.
Mr. Wengwere, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you, our radio listeners. We are streaming live at www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Baba Emoyo, Ubambe, Konopekton, Ngaindao,
Baba Ngwenya.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, Longwenya.